Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Today we're talking about a special festival in Japan that has a Japanese name but is also called Girls Day.
That's right.
And since we were both young girls at one point, I'd like to talk about something that we used to do when we were young. So my question for you today, Tiffany, is what did you want to be when you grew up?
Actually, I thought about becoming a lot of different things.
Me too.
I was into a singing phase. So I wanted to be a singer. And I also wanted to be an astronaut as well.
You know, so did I.
Yeah.
I also wanted to be an astronaut. There were actually a lot of things I wanted to do, but that was the biggest one. Now, my math skills were not quite what they needed to be to be an astronaut, but that's okay. I like what I'm doing now.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a bit more about this festival in today's article and find out how it's related to Girls' Day.
Back through time. Celebrating Girls' Day.
Cheyenne and Roxy take another trip in their time machine.
Here we are in Japan, but it's 1,000 years ago.
Cool! What do you want to see here?
It's March 3rd, so it's Hina Matsuri, or Doll Festival. People also call it Girls' Day.
I know about that day. People put pretty little dolls on special displays.
Yes, but in the old days, people put straw dolls in a boat. Then they sent the boat down a river and into the sea.
Why did they do that?
The dolls took away bad spirits and people's troubles.
Do people still do that?
Yes, in Kyoto. They take the dolls out of the water later, though.
Come on, let's look for some dolls.
Roxy and Shia start looking around.
Word power!
Festival. Festival. People eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival. People eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival. Straw, straw. On this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw. On this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw. Boat, boat. The only way to go to that island is by boat. The only way to go to that island is by boat. Spirit, spirit. In the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things. In the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things.
Okay, so today's article starts out with a scenario, so let's find out who we're talking about and where they're going. So it says here, Shia and Roxy take another trip in their time machine.
Oh, I'm always excited to see where they're going to end up going. Now, this time let's find out where they're going. Shia says, here we are in Japan, but it's 1,000 years ago.
Well, that's quite a long time ago. So we've gone really far back in the past here. Probably around, 2018. 2018, so like 1018.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Back in the Middle Ages. Okay, so Roxy is pretty excited. She says, cool, what do you want to see here?
All right. Yeah. What does Shion want to do? Well, he says it's March 3rd, so it's Hina Matsuri, or Doll Festival. Mm-hmm. People also call it Girls' Day.
So there's that festival.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So in Japanese, Hina Matsuri means the Doll Festival, or we can just simply call it Girls' Day. So basically, Hina in Japanese means Doll. Matsuri in Japanese is a festival.
Okay.
Now, we also have our word power word here. We see the word festival. It's spelled F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Festival. Festival is a special time or event where people can gather together to celebrate something. For example, in Taiwan, we celebrate Moon Festival or Mid-Autumn Festival. And this is the time where we kind of celebrate the moon and the harvest or the food that we get from when we plant our crops. Now, we also have Day of the Dead, which is in Mexico. Now, it is another festival where people there, they pray and they remember their friends or family who have passed away. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, people eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival. People eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival.
So, have you heard of Hina Matsuri or Girls' Day before?
Actually, I haven't. So, this is really interesting for me. Yeah, I can also learn something as well.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either, but Roxy does. She says, I know about that day. People put pretty little dolls on special displays.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's something that Roxy knows about this festival. They put pretty dolls on display. Now, a display is an arrangement of things that people can look at or buy. Now, stores often have displays of their best products or their cheapest products to let people know about them. Now, this display is a bunch of dolls and some other things that go with them that are all arranged together in one place, and people enjoy looking at them.
Okay, so does it mean that they want to show off all the pretty dolls that they have?
Or? I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think it's a particular set of dolls.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're actually special dolls that we're going to find out a little bit later.
Oh, okay, no wonder. All right, but let's continue reading to learn more. Shion then says, yes, but in the old days, people put straw dolls in a boat. Okay, so now the Hina Matsuri, people put the dolls on display, but a long, long time ago, they would use straw dolls, and they would put them on a boat. Now, let's first learn what straw means. It's spelled S-T-R-A-W, straw. Now, this straw here does not mean the thing you use to drink drinks out of. This straw means a dried stem of a wheat or other kind of grain plant. Now, people a long time ago liked to use straw, okay, this plant to make things. For example, I'm pretty sure in your grandparents' houses, I'm sure they have a chair or a couch made out of straw. It's a light yellow kind of orange color and it's woven together. Most Taiwanese families have a lot of straw couches or straw chairs. Sometimes farmers also wear straw hats, okay, because it blocks out the sun, but it also keeps their head cool at the same time. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, on this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw. On this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw.
Okay, so a long time ago, these dolls were actually made out of straw.
Right.
And Tiffany, like she said, straw was very common back then. We don't see it as much anymore, but these dolls were made of straw and then they put them in a boat. Now, a boat is another word power word today. It's spelled B-O-A-T, boat, and we're going to learn more about it now. A boat is a kind of vehicle. A vehicle is something that moves when it has power. And this boat travels on water. So another vehicle might be a car or a truck. But here we're talking about boats. And boats are special because they travel on water. There are different kinds of boats. Sailboats, which get power from the wind. Speedboats get power from an engine. And rowboats, or canoes and kayaks, get power from your arms. Here's an example sentence. The only way to go to that island is by boat. Let's say that one more time. The only way to go to that island is by boat.
So Cool. They set these straw dolls mm-hmm. onto a boat, but why not a ship? Isn't a ship also like a boat as well?
It is, but a ship is a lot bigger. Mm. So if you've ever been to Geelong or Kaohsiung and you go to the harbor and you see those big ships, they're too big for this.
Ah, okay.
These are just little dolls.
Exactly.
And they just go into a, maybe just like a, like, it looks like a little play boat,
I think, probably. I keep thinking of the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Mm.
So you can think about a boat as being a tiny one, maybe for one person to sit on.
Right.
And remember, for this Matsuri Festival, they're only making tiny boats for the dolls.
Right.
So it's not a ship.
Not even a big boat with one person. It's just a tiny little boat. It's like a doll boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A ship is like, you can think about the Titanic, just how big that size is.
Right.
All right, so why do they put the dolls inside of the boats?
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue reading. It says, then they sent the boat down a river and into the sea.
Okay, so they're sending the dolls away. Why would you make the dolls and send them away? That's a bit strange. Let's find out what Roxy thinks about this.
Mm-hmm.
She says, why did they do that? So she's thinking the same thing we are. Why would they just put the dolls in the sea?
Yeah, usually when you're a young girl and you receive a doll, you're very happy about
it. You want to play with it.
You want to keep it and you want to dress it up. You want to put clothes onto the dolls.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little bit different. They make the dolls and then they send them away.
Okay.
Now, it's all right. Shia is very smart, and he teaches us why this happens. He says, the dolls took away bad spirits and people's troubles.
Okay.
It makes sense.
So they're taking something away with them. So what are they taking away?
They're taking away something called a bad spirit. Now, spirit here is our word, power word. It's spelled S-P-I-R-I-T, spirit. Now, a spirit is a thing. It's probably a creature or anything that does not have a physical body. And people believe these things exist. So there are probably the souls or like the things left over from a dead person, or it could be an angel. Now, spirits can be good spirits and they can be bad spirits. People believe that they might have strange or magical powers to do things. So it's not really something that we can see. It's more something that we believe in. So when they don't have a physical body, it means that we cannot touch them, we cannot feel them, we cannot pinch them or poke them. We don't see these things, but we kind of feel that they are around. For example, have you seen the movie Spirit Away? Okay, this is a Studio Ghibli film. It's a very, very great film as well. The girl in the movie is in a world or in a place full of spirits. That means normal people like us, like humans, cannot see them. Only she can feel their presence, or only she can see them and that movie at that time. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, in the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things. In the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things.
So a spirit might be similar to a ghost.
Kind of.
Okay, I get it. I did like that movie though, Spirited Away. That was a cool movie. Okay, so remember, we're 1,000 years ago when Shia is explaining this. And so Roxy has a question sort of about the time. She says, do people still do that? She wants to know if people today in 2018 still put the dolls in the boats.
Okay, well, Shia says yes in Kyoto. They take the dolls out of the water later, though.
Okay,
because, of course, it's better for the environment now. So this tradition still exists. People still do this, but then some things kind of change over time.
Right. I think, actually, I did do a little bit of reading about Girls' Day, and I found out that the reason that they take the dolls out of the water later is because fishermen would catch the dolls in their nets instead of fish. So they don't want to have them in the water anymore. And also, it's not great for the environment.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so the dolls are coming out of the water, but they still do it. But now Roxy's getting excited. She wants to see some of these dolls.
Mm.
So she says, come on, let's look for some dolls. Now, she used the phrase, come on, here. It's something that we say in English a lot. And it's another way of saying, let's go, or let's do this. Let's, mm-hmm. I want to do this. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, of course, they're all excited to see what the dolls look like, mm-hmm. what this festival is about. Because remember, it's not just one person putting the doll onto the boat. Mm-hmm. It's probably all of the people in the town or in that city who are celebrating this event. So you can imagine how cool this will look or how interesting it might look for some people.
And how many dolls there's going to be.
I know. I think all the little girls in the town will be like, oh, like so excited to see all the dolls in the river. Mm-hmm. All right, so what happens next? So are they going to go look for the dolls? It says Roxy and Shia start looking around. Oh. They're trying to look for the river. They're trying to spot some dolls. So they're looking around and they want to see this thing happen.
Now, unfortunately, we don't find out in today's article if they see any, but we are going to be back tomorrow to tell you what happens. For now, though, we have to go to our magic box, and then we're going straight to review time. So we'll see you back here in a second.
Magic box! 找亮点!
Hi, 大家好, 我是Celine。 大家看到 come on 脑袋里是不是有好多好多个意思就飞过去了呢? 哇,到底是哪一个是不是很困扰你? 这时候呢,情境就是最重要的啦。如果你要跟别人说,诶,跟过来啊,这时候呢,就可以用 come on. For example, come on, don't just stand there. 过来,不要处在那边。这里的 come on 就是过来的意思,其实有一点催促的意味在。像是 come on, the bus is coming, 就是跟别人说,诶,赶快来。 车子公车快到了，那我们要怎么看得出来呢？ 因为后面说公车要来了啊。那 come on 还可以用在鼓励别人的状况里哦。例如你在看好朋友攀岩好了，他看起来好像快放弃了，那就可以跟他说 come on, you can do it, come on, you can do it, don't give up. 意思呢就是加油，你做得到的，不要放弃。这里的 come on 就像是加油。 那最后的这个用法呢，是要表达自己的不满。例如，你可能在打报告的时候，哎，突然间你的电脑就宕机了，这时候很崩溃的你就可以说 ，Come on, are you kidding me? Come on, are you kidding me? 拜托，你在跟我开玩笑吗？这里的 come on 呢，就像是中文的拜托，醒醒好，别闹了这样的意思，完全就是见达出奇蛋，三种用途一次满足，有没有？哎，好了，又到了我们的验收时间，那考考你喽。 以下这句话的 come on 是哪个意思呢? Come on, stop telling lies. Come on, stop telling lies. 想想看哦，答案即将揭晓。这句话里的
come on 是拜托，别闹了的意思。你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Alright, so today we have a fun review time for you guys. Woo-hoo! What you need to do is we are going to give you a sentence. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a blank. And you guys have to guess the words.
Okay,
do you remember all the word power words we learned today?
No, let's review them.
Okay, well, I remember boat.
Boat, okay.
Because boat and ship are different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boat.
And then we talked about, spirits.
Ah, yes.
Which are kind of like ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're learning about a festival.
That's right, Hinamatsuri.
And then, what are the dolls made out
of? Straw.
That's right.
Okay,
so we have these four words.
Mm-hmm.
Festival, straw, boat, and spirit.
Okay.
All right, so you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the first one is, we took a blank and sailed along the river.
Okay, so you don't sail a spirit along the
river
because you can't touch a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And a festival is like a big party, so it can't be that.
No.
But boats do go in water, and the river is water, so we took a boat and sailed along the river.
That's right.
Okay.
Did you guys get it?
Mm.
All right, the second one.
Okay, number two. The farmer used a scarecrow. That's kind of like a scary man.
Yes, it's not real.
Yeah, it stands on a broom. Made out of blank to scare off other animals.
All right, so because I kind of know what a scarecrow is, I know what they're made out of.
Okay.
It's made out of straw.
So what's our sentence?
So the farmer used a scarecrow made out of straw to scare off other animals.
Okay, my turn.
All right, so during the blank, we eat lots of food and listen to traditional music.
Oh, this one's easy. I like eating a lot of food, and I know that at festivals,
that's right,
we get to eat a lot of food. So during the festival, we eat lots of food and listen to traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's our last one. Some people believe in blank, but I don't.
Oh, I know this one because actually I'm a little bit scared of these things.
Okay.
Some people believe in spirits,
ooh,
but I don't. Actually, I really do.
Okay.
So, I get scared.
She does and I don't.
All right. So did you guys get all the answers? Mm-hmm. We hope you guys did. Don't forget to stick to day two to find out if Roxy and Shai do spot the dolls or not. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back through time. Celebrating Girls' Day.
Shai and Roxy take another trip in their time machine.
Here we are in Japan, but it's 1,000 years ago.
Cool! What do you want to see here?
It's March 3rd, so it's Hina Matsuri, or Doll Festival. People also call it Girls' Day.
I know about that day. People put pretty little dolls on special displays.
Yes, but in the old days, people put straw dolls in a boat. Then they sent the boat down a river and into the sea.
Why did they do that?
The dolls took away bad spirits and people's troubles.
Do people still do that?
Yes, in Kyoto. They take the dolls out of the water later, though.
Come on, let's look for some dolls.
Roxy and Shia start looking around. Festival, festival. People eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival. People eat mooncakes during Mid-Autumn Festival. Straw, straw. On this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw. On this farm, the horses sleep on beds of straw. Boat, boat. The only way to go to that island is by boat. The only way to go to that island is by boat. Spirit, spirit. In the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things. In the movie, a spirit gets inside the little boy and makes him do bad things.